Yeah, my first time here, and it was, like I said, everything I expected plus more. Man, I don't know if this is Martinsville or Bowman Gray. It's pretty bad. But, I mean, kind of didn't expect any less, I guess. But I'm really looking forward to Phoenix. This was my goal, was to make the Final Four and get to Phoenix, because I know that's definitely top three best racetracks of mine. And, man, I can't wait to get there.
Awesome. We're going to take some questions from the media for you. Let's kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, Zane, late in that race, are you looking to win, or are you looking in your mirror to see where Crafton is?
Looking where the 88 is, and just waiting for the hit. But, man, I wish I was in the 18 situation right there, kind of. It was a lot of fun at times. But, man, it was just a crazy night. So happy it's over.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take our next question from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Zane, you were around both Christian Eckeson, Ben Rhodes there on the last couple restarts. Based on what you were saying on the radio, it seems like you expected them to really get after it with each other. Were you bracing for that? And how worried were you that something was going to happen between them that could potentially compromise your getting into the championship four?
Yeah, I definitely stay clear of them. I mean, if I was the 18, I probably would have done it way worse. But yeah, like that, in that situation, I probably could have, I mean, I hate saying this, but I probably could have had definitely a shot at winning that. But that wasn't even in my mind there. I think my spotter was like, we got third because me and Ben were like right door to door at the line. But I could care less if I was 33rd as long as Matt was 34th.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take our next question from Sterling with KCLU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Zane, first of all, congratulations on making the championship four for next week. Now that you're in the playoffs and you've survived a chaotic night with everyone just so aggressive and on edge behind the wheel tonight, does that affect how you approach the race at Phoenix, or do you just put this behind you and approach Phoenix as kind of a clean slate?
I mean, it definitely ain't going to be clean, but I don't think it'll nearly be this. I mean, this was flat out Bowman Gray. I don't even know if anyone tried to pass each other. Like I said, I wish I could have joined in on it, especially to get the 13 back. But man, it was fun. I kind of wish we had come here not on like a playoff cutoff race in the truck series and not at night probably, because I feel like the intensity was just so high.
Thanks, Zane. Good luck next week.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
Sam, would you say this is probably the most stressful race you've ever been a part of in NASCAR?
Yes, by far. The most stressful week. I have not slept good all week. Just going into this one, knowing that I'd never been here before and all the things that could have happened. Yeah, definitely very stressful.
Three GMS drivers are in the championship four. Do you expect your guys' week of preparation to be any different than normal?
No, I think we'll prepare really good for Phoenix. And like I said, that's definitely a track I always have circled on my calendar. I really enjoy that place, and there'd be nothing I want more than a championship for GMS.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
How do you balance in a situation like that, being aggressive and not maybe too aggressive and knowing what was at stake tonight?
Just knowing what was on stake. I mean, I feel like if I fell into the trap of moving each other to that extent, I probably would have ended up wrecked or something. There was a lot of times where I wanted to go to the top and probably could have fought for the lead, but you're just putting so much at risk, and if you're in the 98, 99, 26, the guys that were in a must win, I think they for sure did the right thing. But I was in a tough situation to where it was, I was already on the bubble and kind of locked in. So I was just trying to play it safe.
And with seeing how aggressive everybody was tonight, how aggressive do you feel everybody will be next week at Phoenix and knowing that it's now the championship on the line?
I think, like I said, I think they'll be aggressive, but I don't know about this. I think, like I said, this is pretty comparable to Bowman Gray.
All right, we'll take our next question from Marty Zakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you, Marissa. Zane, just to follow up on Davey's question, he just mentioned GMS 3 trucks in the championship 4. How cool is it to pretty much have that much of an advantage when it comes to the owner's championship?
Yeah. I mean, we all went into this year knowing that we need to really work together as a team. And I feel like we have, and I think that's what really got us to this Final Four. And I think me and Sheldon are off the track, really good friends. So I think that translates some as well. But yeah, I think we'll all be good at Phoenix. It's just everything has to go right.
Thank you, Zane. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll take our final question for Zane from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Marissa. Hey, Zane, how are you, buddy?
Good.
You know, you're doing the truck race next week, but you're also running in the ARCA West race as well. How big is that going to be running two races next week instead of one to get you ready for that?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the K&N race won't do, or ARCA, whatever it is, won't have any benefits for me, because it's after the truck race. But man, I've always said I'll race anything, anywhere. And in that group in the K&N car, with Bruce Cook, Roundy, that old team, MMI, the 17 that I normally run at that one, really fun group to work with. So, it'd be awesome to kind of sweep my races there, Phoenix.
And did you ever think about, you know, where you came from, and did that thought ever come in your mind that now you're running for a championship? Did you ever look back and see, think back and how far you've came to get to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just things that build up and build up and build up throughout the year. I think that's what a lot of my emotion came from in Michigan. It's embarrassing for me to do that on TV, but it's just real at that point. But yeah, I can't wait. I know the Final Four get to have guests and family at Phoenix. So to see my family there and see me compete for a championship will be very special.
All right. Thank you, Zane. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Zane. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the great finish and the championship 4 spot, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All righty, guys. We'll bring in our next driver here. Let's just swap out things and we'll get started.